And Larry Wasavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up there. Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on Chasm. Yes, it is program number 475 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 6 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, running a little behind. Yes, been busy morning here at Chasm. And we have a temperature reading currently of 72 degrees, bright sunshine once again here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the phone. We're going to bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Ed Shimoda. Ed, how are you doing?
Well, good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Perfect. And where are we speaking to you? Where are you at?
You're calling me, actually. I'm in Lonsdale, Minnesota.
That's where you make home, huh?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Born and raised there, or where did it all get started?
Yeah, actually, born and raised just north of Lonsdale.
Okay.
Probably a little closer to Vesely, Minnesota, which is a small town in between New Prague and Lonsdale. But my dad had a farm out there. That's where I grew up. So now I live just a little bit south of the homestead.
Okay, very good. And family life, mom and dad were who?
Excuse me?
I say, as far as family life goes, who was your mom and dad?
Yeah, so my dad was here, and my mom was Dorothy Shimoda, and she has passed a few years ago as well.
Okay. Okay. Big family, brothers and sisters at all?
Yeah, I have five older sisters, so I'm the youngest of the six.
Okay.
And the only boy.
Oh, okay. They figured out, they finally got it figured out, and they said, well, we can't do any better. We're done, huh?
Yeah. My mom told me several times that she didn't know what she would have done if I would have been a girl, because my dad would have wanted to have more so he could have a boy.
Have a boy. Okay. So you finally satisfied that interest. All good. Where'd you go to school then, Ed?
I went to school in New Prague. I actually went to Catholic school in Lonsdale, New Market, and Vesely through eighth grade. And then high school, I graduated from New Prague in 1987.
Did you take music in school then as you were going through school at all?
You know, I never did. I started playing music when I was about 6 years old. I started taking lessons, but never in the music. And they didn't have really at that time anyway much for offering for concertina players or polka music in any bands. It was all your normal standard musical instruments.
Sure. Okay. So, and then along the way, you got married and started your own family?
Yeah. So I got married in 1992. And so we've been married, my wife and I, Jenny, we've been married for 30 plus years now. And, we started having kids. I was probably about 24, and we've got three kids now, Cody, who's 27, and Bailey, who's 25, my daughter, and then my youngest son, Ethan, who will be 23 in January.
Awesome. Very good. Well, along the way, then, you must have figured out or picked up an interest for the concertina. How did that all come about?
Yeah, so like I said, back about 1975 or 1976, my dad contacted Jerry Minar from New Prague, and had asked him which I would have more succession with, either the button accordion or the concertina, and Jerry told him that he steered me in the direction of concertina, so he put me on lessons for 4 years. So
oh,
I took lessons from about the age of 6 until 10, and then I set it down for about a year because it was getting harder to play, and the songs were getting more difficult, and the buttons were hard to reach with my short fingers. And so I put it down for about a year, and then I picked it back up on my own, and just kept going ever since. And then about, I think it was about 1987, Jim Reeder called me, who had the Check Lights band for many, many years, and they were looking for a concertina player. So I came kind of right out of high school, and I joined his band with the Check Lights, and I played with them for 5 or 6 years until we were going to start having a family. So I did, was with a full-time band there for a while.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, great. That's great. Well, Ed, if I can ask you to hold that thought, we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you if that's all right.
Sure.
So, the St. Joe Meat Market reminding you that August is now upon us, and a great time to bring in any extra wild game trimmings that might still be in your freezer. The start of the 2023-24 hunting season is just a few short weeks away. St. Joe Meat Market can turn those trimmings into some delicious and very edible products, such as wieners, bologna, summer sausage, an assortment of different snack sticks and brats, and jerky, just some of the many items you can choose from. On sale this week at the St. Joe Meat Market, while supplies last, are our pre-cut fresh frozen T-bone steaks for just $9.99 per pound. Regular counter price currently is $16.99 per pound. The brat of the week this week is our smoked wild rice and cheese brat, a really great flavored brat at the St. Joe Meat Market. Stock up with plenty for when friends and family drop by. As always, you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. And also hosting and cooking at the brat sale on Friday and Saturday this weekend will be the Sons of the Legion. Come out and patronize some great people. The St. Joe Meat Market, open daily Monday through Friday, 6 to 6, Saturdays until 5, and closed on Sunday. As always, for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913. And that is the St. Joe Meat Market. Ed, for being our guest on the show, and this is how it works. We put up a real nice meat package at the meat market, and along with Chasm, we send that out to you, priority mail. Hope that you and Jenny and the family around you all can enjoy that in good health. How does that sound for you?
Well, that sounds terrific.
All righty. Well, good. So you were playing with the Check Lights, as you were saying, and then all of a sudden, did you get the idea to start a band yourself, or did somebody put the bug in your ear, or how did this all come about?
Well, so I kind of took a break a little bit, and we were busy raising a family, so I kind of put music on hold a little bit. I still was playing, and on occasion I would play with my dad and his band occasionally, but my dad passed away in 2006, and he had a polka band, and so I kind of took his band over. And I do play with another band, the Jaws Band, as well, which they play some classic country and classic rock and roll. And then I add the old-time mix to it. So it's in that respect, it's a nice addition where when we get jobs where people want a variety of music, I can play with those guys. And if it's strictly old-time, then it's the Eddie Shimoda Band because we can play all old-time music. So that's basically where I kind of went back into it, and now, you know, we don't play a lot, but we really enjoy what we do, and just to keep the Czech tradition music going.
Okay, and what kind of number of players do you have in your band? What do they all play? How many?
Yeah, so I have two brother-in-laws that actually play in the band. Roger Pickle, he plays a bass horn. Mike Fitzpatrick plays the drums. Lenny Smyshek plays rhythm guitar and does a lot of vocals on the Czech vocals. And Steve Skazacek plays trumpet, and then myself on the concertina, and I also will add in on some of the Czech vocals.
Okay. All right. And do you play any other instruments, guitar or anything, or are you blessed with just the concertina?
Well, I've been playing concertina for about 48 years now. And about a year and a half ago, my wife bought me a guitar for Christmas, and I didn't know what to do with it except either leave it sit in the corner or start taking lessons. And so I'm on lessons now for about a year and a half, and and it's going well. So I'm actually learning how to play another instrument.
Absolutely, and we've seen this so much over the years. The bands that are really successful, just like the ball teams, the major league teams and stuff, when you have versatility, you can jump around a little bit. You can do a little better. I mean, you're versatile. You can please the crowd and probably make a little more money. So, yeah, good if you can learn extra instruments. I myself played three. I played concertina, trumpet, and drums, and over the years, that's certainly benefited me. But it's tough to keep three of them or two of them going. A lot of times, one of them suffers if you don't keep working on just the one, huh?
Yeah, that is for sure. So, but I enjoy playing with different musicians and to see other talent out there, and it's just fun to jam with other people that enjoy music as much or more as I do.
Some of your idols growing up, who did you look up to? The bands, concertina players, who did you like to listen to?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, my mom and dad had an old stereo console, and so I listened to vinyl, I listened to 8-tracks. And I tell you, I listened a lot to Peter and Paul Wendiger, and I thought to myself, boy, when I could play the concertina holiday polka, I'm going to have it made because I can play anything.
Yep.
So I looked up to those guys a lot. Also, I listened a lot to Billy Bartuszek, who was another local guy, a little bit older than myself. But I like the amount of energy that musicians put into their music, and the guys that I looked up to were the guys that put a lot of effort and energy into what they produced. Also, Larry Novotny from Montgomery is another guy that, you know, he gives it 100% every time he plays, and I really like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we should mention that coming up this coming weekend, and that is a week from yesterday, you're going to be at the Playmer Ballroom in Glencoe, the big 2023 Music Fest put on by the Polka Lovers Club of America, and it is open to the public. And so they're going to start out on Friday night with George's Concertina Band, and then on Saturday, two bands, Leon Olson alternating with your band, Eddie Shimoda Band, and that's got to be pretty exciting, huh?
Yeah, we're excited to share the stage with Leon Olson, and we've never been at the Playmore for their fall polka dance, so I've been bugging them for years to try and get in there, and I finally did. So we're excited to be there, and I think it'll be a great time.
You bet. And then things wrap up on Sunday, a week from today. Two great bands once again, Danes Dutchman and Nate Fredrickson, and encourage people to come out. You know, I hear from a lot of people in the music industry, being in the music industry, people will come up to me and say, you know, it's really sad. There's just no good polka dances anymore. Well, to respond to that right now, here's your opportunity next weekend, huh? Three great days of polka music at the Playmore Ballroom.
Yeah, absolutely. I encourage everybody to come out and play. And actually, if they want a sneak preview, we're going to be not too far down the road on Friday afternoon at the Sibley County Fair over in Arlington. We play from 2 to 6. So on their way to Glencoe to listen to George's Concertina Band, they can stop in Arlington first and catch more old-time music on Friday afternoon.
Wow, that is neat. And so I have to ask you then, do you have a few jobs lined up, or have you played a few? Looking back, what's it been like?
Yeah, we have a few jobs lined up. This time of year does get busy. We have been at Sibley County Fair for the last several years, and we always get a great crowd there Friday afternoon. We're just blessed that they keep asking us to come back there because we enjoy it, and the people enjoy it. And then coming up in August, the third Sunday in August, we play at the Church Festival in Bestley, Minnesota. That's my home parish. And then in September, we get a few days where we get to play again. We got Dojinki Days in New Prague. So we'll be at the City Club Bar Saturday afternoon from 2 to 6. That's always a great venue, and the place is completely packed, which is a lot of fun because the people enjoy themselves, and we do as well. And there's also an event coming up September 30th, and also in Vesely again. They call it Czechtoberfest.
Okay.
It's the Lions Club. They put on an event from noon to 6, and they have, I believe, the St. Paul Czech dancers, and then we'll be performing music. That'll be with the Jaws Band as well, so we'll be playing a little variety music that day.
Well, so, awesome.
And then we'll probably wrap up the year with the Eddie Shimoda Band again at the Park Ballroom in New Prague. It's a benefit and fundraiser for POPS, which is a performing arts performance stage that we're looking to build or construct within the city of New Prague. And we've already raised it's over $500,000 for the project. So we're hoping within the next couple of years that we get this performance stage built and underway, because it definitely needs a performance stage for the arts.
Well, there you go. That is incredibly awesome. I have to back up just a little bit, Ed, and ask you, so your dad, when you were playing with him, what did your dad play in the band?
My dad played a button accordion for many, many years. And like I said, he had a polka band that he started in the 70s.
Same name, Eddie Shimoda Band?
Yes.
Oh, okay, very good. So that had been quite a thrill to be able to stand alongside of your dad and play in the same band, huh?
Yeah, it was. I was on his first album. He had two recordings. And I believe the first one he cut in either 1979 or 1980, and I was about 10 years old at the time. So that was, of course, at the time, I didn't really think much of it. But now, looking back at it, it's pretty special to be a part of it.
Isn't that true? My dad was a drummer for the Deutschmeister Band out of St. Joe, Minnesota. He was their drummer for the first 10 years of their existence. And I grew up, of course, being in the musical family. He got me into having lessons with Betty Wolf, learned the concertina. And then later in life, I took the trumpet in school band, and then learned the drums from my dad. But got to share the stage with him over time, playing trumpet with one of the bands, and dad was the drummer. And I don't know if there's any more special feeling or, you know, experience than to be on stage with your own dad or siblings or mom or family members. It's just incredibly awesome. Is that your same feeling?
Oh, absolutely. And I owe all the credit in the world to my dad to get me started on the concertina, because, you know, without him doing that and, you know, kind of pushing me in that direction, you know, I probably would have never done so.
Yep.
So I tribute, you know, everything to him to get me started off into music and where I am today with it.
And when you mentioned that you didn't really realize or appreciate it that much at the beginning, but now, after kind of like when the well goes dry, you never miss the water till the well is dry. Same way when dads are gone. Your dad left in 2006, mine in 2008. And boy, you'd almost give your little finger for one more day with them just to do it again, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
You bet. You bet. Just quickly, what some of your favorite songs to play on the concertina, waltzes and polkas, which just name a couple of them that you really enjoy?
Well, waltzes, I enjoy the Hunter's Waltz, the Blue Skirt Waltz. Polkas, I like Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie, the Beer Barrel Polka, and of course, Written a Stone's Throw Away from Where I Grew Up by Billy Bartushik is the Ridiculous Polka, and that's probably, I'd have to say, probably my top favorite song to play.
I've heard that one, and that is quite the arrangement. Bill gets a lot of credit for that one. So, yeah, that is awesome. Well, once again, Ed, and our time is about run out, want to thank you for joining us, but we want to just mention this Polka Fest one more time. People say, who is Ed Shimoda? Here's an absolute opportunity to come out and see you guys. You guys will be on stage from 2 to 4 and 6 to 8 on Saturday, this coming weekend, August 5th, at the Playmore Ballroom in Glencoe. and just really encourage people to come out. It should be a great time, huh?
Yeah, we're excited to be there. Encourage people to come out and see us if you haven't. I guarantee you we will put on a show that will not disappoint.
That's great. And Leon Olson working opposite of you guys, so it'll be nonstop music from 12 until about 8 o'clock in the evening. So, and that's just one day. On Sunday, you probably know these guys, Danes Dutchman and Nate Frederickson, a little bit.
Yeah, being around music my entire life, I've pretty much heard of everybody around.
So. Sure, yeah, and George, of course, no slouch either. George does such a great job on the concertina, usually has a 4 or 5-piece band, and they'll be there on Friday night, Dane and Nate Frederickson bands on Sunday. So it's one weekend of nonstop great music at the Glencoe Playmore Ballroom this coming weekend, and for folks that have never got to see you, here's their opportunity, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and again, we'll be ready to go and put out some great music.
Awesome. Well, Ed, we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program, and I tell every guest each and every week that if the good Lord is willing, he allows you and me to be here down the road, we'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
Absolutely. That sounds terrific.
All right. So if you want to hang on the phone, I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. We'll let you run. And have a great day, Ed.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. And there he goes, Mr. Ed Shimoda, our 475th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got great old-time music coming up in just a moment. Probably be the Chick Lights when Ed was on that particular recording. Razavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And that takes us to 17 minutes now, past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading at 72 degrees here in central Minnesota. And we're going to feature music right now of the Czech Lights. And I'm guessing that Ed was probably on their Volume 1 Czech Lights CD, and so we're going to feature some music off of that CD right now, starting out with one called the Country Gentleman Polka, the Czech Lights. The Czech Lights, one called the Country Gentleman Polka. Another great old-time polka on that CD, one called the Black Crow Polka. The Czech Lights, and one called the Black Crow Polka, and that probably with Ed Shimoda on the concertina. 23 minutes past the hour of 12 noon as we move into the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, brought to you by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And yes, we had the opportunity to be on the bus with Jeannie on Thursday this past week, and what a wonderful time. So Jeannie texted me some scoop for today, and she said there is still time to enjoy a few summer tours. There are 10 seats left on August 9th for the wonderfully entertaining Shenanigans and Songs of the 50s and 60s show at Jasper's Theater in Park Rapids. And that is the show we got to see on Thursday this week. And I'll tell you, if you want to be entertained and you like 50s and 60s music at its best, this is one for you. And the little kids, the young kids, 1, 2.5 years old, will steal your heart. Oh, my goodness, it was so entertaining. My wife and I, we just kind of pinched ourselves. We couldn't believe what we were seeing. So I'm telling you, August 9th would be your opportunity. Give Jeannie a call. Call her quickly because 10 seats only left on the bus. Shenanigans and Songs of the 50s and 60s show at Jasper's Theater in Park Rapids. And again, Jeannie's phone number to call. Let me find that for you. Jeannie, where'd you go? Here we should find it. There it is. 320-345-1581. Mark that number down. 320-345-1581. Jeannie mentioning a whole bunch more shows. August 23rd, you can tap your toes to the legends of the 50s, hear all of your favorites, and laugh at the hilarious Auntie Kriegsagen once again at Jasper's Theater in Park Rapids. On September 16th, listen to the perfect harmony of the Jasper's Gospel and Oldies Show. And again, call Jeannie Bees to reserve your group seats. These are all at Jasper's Theater. Coming up at the Chanhassen Theater is the Jersey Boys production. If that's your style of music and there's still room for you on the coach, that matinee luncheon performance on August 30th or September 13th. Don't wait. Book now. The Million Dollar Quartet. And they are going to be at the Old Dog Theater in Excelsior, Minnesota. They will not disappoint you. Those spots are available September 7th or November 9th. Now is the time to secure your seats for the Daniel O'Donnell Holiday Show in Branson. Jeannie B Tours promises you a delightful 6 days of nonstop sightseeing, 6 shows, awesome meals, tons more of spirited holiday vacation time. Choose Christmas in the Ozarks, Branson style, departing November 10th, or Holidays in Branson, December 4th. Maybe a Nashville Country Christmas is a great way to celebrate the season. This tour includes 6 nights lodging, 3 of which are at the beautifully decorated Opryland Hotel. You will see all the must-see sights of Nashville. And Jeannie goes on and on. There is so much to see with Jeannie B's tour. That girl is, well, if you look up the definition of excitement in Webster's dictionary, there is her picture. I'll tell you, Jeannie is just a goer, and she entertains you so much when you're on the bus with her. And again, speaking from experience, we've been on now, what, 4 or 5 times in the past couple of years, and every time we come home and say, wow, I think this was the best time ever yet. So give Jeannie B a call. Again, her phone number, 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours. And, of course, they've got the extended tours coming up for next year as they go to Ireland, and they're going to Germany and Austria. So, Jeannie always says, remember, seeing is believing. You bet. And 2 big Alaska tours next year as well. So think about it. The great way to travel. Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm. Takes us to 27 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading is 72 degrees here in central Minnesota. Music continues right now with the Czech Lights from their Volume 1 recording. This one is a nice waltz tune. It's one called the Lakeside Waltz.
Thank you.
The Czech Lights, off of their Volume 1 recording, one called the Lakeside Waltz. 29 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading is 73 degrees here in central Minnesota. More music by the Czech Lights. This one called the Carol and Polka. The Czech Lights, and that comes off of their Volume 1 recording, one called The Carol and Polka. As we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And the Hustler, well, that is the original zero-turn lawnmower. And, yes, it helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, of course, with new Hustlers in stock. I was just out there Thursday, and yeah, they've got lots of them on hand yet. And so there's one there with your name on if you so desired. Check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes that are available for you. You can get everything from the Little Dash all the way to the Raptors, all the way up to the Super Zs and beyond. So yeah, Kevin has got them all. Of course, Kevin does repair work in all makes and models. He carries baggers and other attachments always available. And, of course, service work. He can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants. He can do it all for you. And Kevin accepts trades. So if Old Bessie's getting a little tired, Kevin will make you a sweet deal on one of those brand-new Hustlers. So check him out this week. And Kevin also took on that Eagle battery-powered line of equipment. And so, yeah, everything from the handheld weed eater to the big weed trimmers, the handheld blower, the backpack blowers. He's got the pole saw, the chainsaw, the self-propelled lawnmower, all of them battery-powered by that 56 lithium-volt battery. And, boy, that is a powerful battery pack. So check that out as well at Kevin's. For more information, give Kevin a call. And we always encourage you to call first because Kevin's a busy guy, puts in the family farm, so he can't always be there when he's in the tractor. So, but he doesn't want to miss you. So give him a call. He'll make sure he's there. 320-363-7459. Again, that's 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside. Yes, Kevin. Kevin Mauger there. They proudly bring us the first final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm. Time for just a couple more selections with the Czech Lights. And right now, Ed had mentioned that he really likes the Concertina Holiday Polka. Here it is by the Czech Lights, the Concertina Holiday Polka. The Czech Lights, a nice rendition there of the Concertina Holiday Polka. 24 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with a waltz tune that Ed had mentioned and that he really enjoys playing. It's one called the Blue Skirt Waltz, the Czech Lights. Czech Lights out of New Prague, Minnesota. Jim Reeder and the Czech Lights. And that is the band that Eddie Shimoda started playing with before he started his own band. So great music there for you by the Czech Lights. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.